this has got to be real quick. Let's see. So, anytime somebody sends me a link, I need to watch it all the way to the end, because if you don't, you'll find out most of the time it's somebody trying to promote the Book of Enoch or some other book of the, instead of the Bible, they try to promote some other book. It's really sad that it's so rampant. And it's gotten more subtle. It used to be obvious. Now it's more subtle, you know. I don't know why they want to attack the Bible, but... Well, I do know why, because it's absolute truth, but... It just keeps going. It's sad. It's really sad. I think it's Psalm 119 talks about His Word. His Word is my meat and my drink. His Word is my source. His Word is my strength. His Word is my life. His Word is pretty much everything. His statutes and His words. I got this slow, speed. I'm going fast, but this person behind me is acting like I'm the slowpoke and they're speed. But I have to put my flashers on to wake her up. What's wrong with people? But I saw it a long time ago. And I still see it happening today. And it'll be preachers that sound good. Or teachers that sound good. But then they go off script. Try to create a new book or a new Bible. It's really sad. Makes you wonder what's the spirit behind them. If they can dirty up your drinking water, then they can mess you up. If they can dirty up your drinking water, they can make you sick. I think I'm actually going to do a 21-day just Bible study, you know? No doom scrolling, no nothing, but just straight up Bible for 21 days. Maybe I might do it for 60 days. Because every time you read the Bible, read the Word, especially... If you've been doing it long all your life, you see new stuff, you know. And if you see new stuff when you're reading the Bible, that means you see new stuff in life, you know. It's all about a revelation anyway. It's, you know, you think time is linear, but time really don't exist. What happens is it's just a revelation. And if you're stuck in time linear, you're getting older faster. But if you see it as a revelation, you're just in awe, you know. In awe and amazement of how everything is revealing the whole truth. I mean, it becomes ridiculous if you look at the buildings and the jobs and the stock market and everything's just the same stuff happening over and over. And no matter what city you go to, there's a Walgreens, CVS, Walmart in every city. There's tire stores, lawyers, and Biscuitville in every city, or some kind of form of a Biscuitville. And you're just looking at... looking at it and zooming out and looking at it from the outside in, and you're like, oh, okay. I don't care if it's relationships, I don't care if it's personalities, the same people show up on the screen. They might have a different name and a different face, but it's the same personality. And you're like, oh, okay, I got it. I see what's happening. No matter where you go, you see the same stuff. And then you have to say, well, why am I still here if I'm just seeing the same stuff? Because it's all a revelation. So you start to say, okay, that's how they run a city. That's how they run a business. That's how they do this. That's how Jesus is being preached everywhere. That's how people get caught up in a certain way of thinking or a certain doctrine or a certain path that they didn't mean to be on. And you can change your path, but it's going to take some prayer and fasting. A lot of times people get stuck in a path. They're following their mama's path or their daddy's path or their coworkers, somebody else's path. I actually see narcissists take on the identity of other people. So they're following somebody else's path instead of letting God lead them on their path, you know. The words, the body language, they're just fractals. You've seen that person before. And the way they think, you've seen it before. And it's very rare to find somebody who doesn't think outside the box, you know. That's why people conglomerate into a political party or a denomination or whatever. They really don't think for themselves. They're just supportive of something that other people are supportive of. And maybe they don't have time to do the research or whatever. I don't know. But it's, you can make time. If you really want the truth, you can find the truth, because the truth's always right in front of you. Screaming at you every day.